Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dead body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dead body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we be tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap your lap.
Get you through your day.
Get you through your day.
And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
File unemployment.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr., a.k.a. German Chocolate, a.k.a. We got Cam in the building.
You ever been doing something you shouldn't been doing, then you get that Bible app notification on your phone?
Man, we could talk about that. We got Mike Mendez in the building.
What up? What up?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, guys.
I know you got something to say, but he just hit.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
He just struck a.
Go ahead.
Man.
I mean. As I said, you ever been doing something you know you shouldn't been doing, and then you get that Bible app notification and you feel guilty.
Man, go ahead.
I tell you, I got a Bible app notification today. I wasn't doing nothing I shouldn't have been doing, but it reminded me, I've been supposed to bring this up.
Yeah.
Oh, stuff I wasn't supposed to be doing. The last time that happened to me, I'm on Twitter, scrolling.
Yeah.
And you know Twitter Pornhub now.
Oh, so yeah, it's Pornhub.
Also, I come across this good-looking lady doing some nasty things to promote her OnlyFans.
Popping puss.
So, you know, I watch it. I go to her profile, now I hit that media tab, and I'm just, you know, in a wormhole now, watching all these pictures and videos. Also, I get the bloop, bloop.
Yep.
I see my Bible app notification. I was like, all right, man. And you automatically feel so guilty.
You ever went back to the timeline afterwards?
Come on, man. My bookmark's filthy on Twitter.
I tell you what,
my
man.
My bookmark's filthy.
At one time, I was trying to get I was in the warm up stages of a good jacking session, and I was like, all right, man, I'm gonna give me some. I'm collecting videos to see where, you know, because you can't just
you got to have a couple tabs.
Yeah,
open.
You can't just bust anything
now.
Couple tabs
open.
In
the future, you can't. You know, that's old when that's you old had the VHS stuff. And stuff.
Yeah, nothing. I got options now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I seen that Bible app notification came down with the devotion, the daily devotion, and I read it. And that's I was like, Lord, just forgive me. You know I'm trying out here.
You swiped up on the notification so you can swipe down on your
dick.
Oh,
yeah, I swiped up to swipe down.
He swiped up notifications and swiped down on his dick.
Like, your daily emotion. You got your daily explosion.
Oh, I got a daily explosion,
man. It be at the most random of times that notification just come through.
Listen, man. All
right, man.
I was in Jaculations 131, nigga. I was getting to it.
You were listening to Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Oh yeah. I was getting to it. I was in the middle of getting a hymn going on, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you feel bad, but then also I'm like, you gave me this dick, man. What I'm supposed to do? I'm trying.
When someone told me that jacking off was a sin, I was like, nah.
Nah, he's like, nah, that don't even make sense.
It feels good. I'm not hurting anybody.
Jacking off may not be the sin, but
the porn of it.
It's the porn you're watching is the sin. Or maybe the thoughts you're thinking of is the sinful thing.
What I'm supposed to think about then? Like flowers? If I jack off think about like daisies and lilies, it's not bad.
What about other stuff that'll make you happy? Like, oh, they canceled my student debt. I got a good interest rate on my
Oh yeah. Oh man, they lowering flight prices. Oh man.
My trade just hit on TD Ameritrade.
Okay, so it's not necessarily jack off, it's the thoughts in the jack off. Okay, all right. Okay,
that you got caught up in the lust.
Damn, man.
You gave in.
The lust make you buzz. The lust make you buzz, man.
Make you buzz.
Mike Mendez, what you got going on besides swiping up on notifications?
Let's see. First of all, fuck Spirit Airlines.
We've been on that. Look,
let me explain real quick. I'm going to New Orleans on Thursday. So if you're out in New Orleans, tell me what to do.
Oh yeah,
hit me up on Instagram. Totally, Michael. Just tell me where to go. I don't know shit about New Orleans.
He'll be the Mexican guy in the middle of a sea of black people. So you'll see him.
You'll see. There'll be four Mexicans.
There'll be four Mexicans
in the middle. And then okay. A bunch of black.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So hit me up. But fucking Spirit Airlines changed our time flight from...
Wait, dark Mexicans or light Mexicans?
They're all like me.
Okay.
Light-skinned Mexicans.
Light-skinned Mexicans.
We're like a pop group.
The Drakes are the light-skinned Mexicans. That's funny.
Yeah, so we're going there for his bachelor party. But Spirit Airlines changed our flight time from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So now we're going to get there at 11 p.m.
So that's the first
Thursday.
Thing they did
That's
wrong.
The first thing they did. And they did that about 2 weeks ago. And I was like... All right, I mean, fuck it. Get drunk on the plane, whatever. And then this morning, I get an email saying, oh, you want to take a bag? That'll be $50.
They charge.
You didn't know that.
I've never taken Spirit in my life.
Well, see, here's the thing with Spirit. It's so cheap because you got to pay for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to pay for every bag.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to pay to use the bathroom.
Shut the fuck up.
Listen.
It's a coin slot.
Listen, it's like you go into the free bar. You ain't going to get the drinks for free. Well, you can get in maybe the entry fee, but you got to buy the drinks. You got
to,
you know.
Yeah, but no, that's honestly, why people hate Spirit. Cause yeah, it looked cheap on there, but as soon as you get to the counter, you paying for everything.
50 for a bag, wow.
Like, you paying for everything.
Well, that's online. If you do it in the airport, it's 75.
You can do it in the airport or something.
The ticket's so cheap, they got to get it back in blood. They got to get it back in bag.
They got to get back in bag.
They got to get it back in bag. So they go charge you that.
I guess that deserves that.
Get it back in bag.
Damn, so they really shiesty.
Yeah, they're really shiesty.
Shiesty Airlines.
That's a good one.
They ain't no, like, they call it Spirit Airlines because they take it when you land.
Oh, yeah. They take your
whole Spirit. By the time you land, they took
your
Spirit.
Yeah, no.
I say... I'll never ride Spirit again. If I do, it got to be under 30 minutes to flight. It got to be like from here to Vegas.
And I think you almost to the point where even if it's under 30, you're like...
Still ain't. Worst airlines. Terrible.
That shit.
I haven't rode them in, I think, maybe 5 years.
Last time was to Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't think I've ever been on Spirit. This is my first time.
I've never been on Spirit. I just hear about it.
And trust me, it'll be your last.
Mike going to ride. He's going to come back. He's like, nah, man.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Yeah. That's
like,
it.
It is going across country in Spirit. Never.
Yeah, they'll never sponsor this podcast.
No, absolutely not. The other thing I was going to say was we got to apologize for the mic drop. There's been scheduling conflicts, so we haven't been able to get to record that yet, but we will eventually.
So I think we'll have one of our members will be out of town for a little bit, so, and we have to do it with him because he said he wanted to be there for that one, so we got to wait on that one. So
he said one of the members, Emmanuel.
One of our members, Emmanuel, won't be here, so he'll be out of town.
We got to get him for that
for about 2 weeks, so you guys may have, to wait a little bit. So
So in the meantime, me and Cam, we recorded a sideshow kind of thing where we talk about music. We'll be posting that on Thursday. Hopefully, you guys like it. Check it out, and if you guys like it, hey. Maybe we can do that again.
Yeah.
And the last thing I was going to say is I'm taking a break from weed. I'm taking a break from weed for a month, and I am 2 days strong.
Two days strong. Yeah, why?
The other day, there's two reasons. The other day, I was like just lit out of my mind, and it was like 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
That'd be even worse.
Yeah.
No, it was 7:30 p.m. and I was just fried out of my mind. I didn't want to. I wanted to write the whole day. I was like, I'm gonna write a script. Yeah. I'm gonna write a script. Did not ever get to the script. not even open the documents.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And the next morning I woke up. I was like, God damn. Like, well, no, actually, that's a lie. I woke up about to order weed. I was like,
that's fun.
I had my phone. You get it delivered. I had it all in my cart, and then I looked at it. It said $70. I'm like, I'm really about to do this right now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So right then and there, that was 2 days ago, and I was like, all right, like,
gotcha. We're so good. You just need a month to kind of like.
I know realistically, like, I'm gonna probably like be tempted.
Yeah, I mean, for
like
sure.
For sure. And it's kind of bad. I sort of have an addictive personality where it's like when I find something I like, I do. Like, I mean, how many times do I hit you guys up to come here and record something? Yeah, no, you know, for sure. I get addicted to things really quickly. So I think taking breaks is going to help me.
Okay.
Well, I think the best thing, don't have it in the house.
You
may be too tempted.
So you're taking the break right before you go to New Orleans.
Well, smoking break. Trust me, alcohol.
Gotcha. No, but I'm talking about, but even smoke, I mean, okay, so you can, if you got one, you feel like it'll balance out the other. Like, if you
like, I've never had a problem with drinking, ever in my life. Gotcha. I know my limit.
You know when to stop.
I know when to stop. I hate being drunk. Yeah. I hate being fucked up, like, drunk. So, like.
You just need a little buzz, a little chill.
Yeah, I need, like, 4 beers and a shot.
You could. Done. Okay. All right. But we you don't know the limit. You be just smoking.
I will literally smoke weed when I wake up and till I go to bed and not even acknowledge.
Not even think about it.
I was telling him, like, the fun of, I guess, a weed high is you don't do it that often. So when you're high, it feels good versus being high all day. Like, it takes, like, the joy out of it to me.
Well, I think that's with anything. Too much consumption of anything, you're not going to miss it. That's like when people want to talk to you all day and you're like, hey, I got to miss you a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I got to take a little break. So that's that with weed or even some people with drinking. If you feel like you drink too much, like, just take a break from it, then, you know, dabble in it later. But you, if you abusing it, too much consumption of anything is going, it's going to be rough for you. But I tell you what, man. When you bite into that beignet,
Po'boys.
Shout out to everyone who's DM'd me and told me where to go.
Yeah.
I heard you, and I'm going.
Trying to sort it all out.
Yeah, no, 4 people have said the same spot.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the same spot you told me.
Yeah.
So I will go there, and I will post the picture, and I'll report my findings.
That shit's going to be good for you, man. I'm excited. You're going to be eating. That place there is not built to be skinny. You're not built to be skinny there. You're built to be fucking fat.
I beg to differ. I bet I can go there and be skinny.
That's fair. I can't. Yeah, that's fair. All right, now, we about to talk about something me and Cam have been talking about for some days. And let me just, I'm going to go to the store. I'm just going to set it up. This is one of the scariest situations that I think I could be in. By myself, I'll just set it up like that.
Yeah,
and I just want to say, fuck no. That's it. Just want to say fuck no. Well, I'm a premise. That's the premise. It is the story should be called fuck no, because absolutely not. Okay. So here we go.
So I've been watching this dude on YouTube. His name is Mr. Ballin. And he's a white guy, and he tells stories. He tells, like, true crime stories. He tells haunted stories.
Really good storyteller.
A really, really good storyteller. Mm-hmm. But the ones I get hooked on is all the stories about people in the woods, you know. And when I say people in the woods, white people.
Yeah. Because so, ain't nobody else out in the woods.
There was one story, and I watched a bunch of his videos now. But there was one video where I said, nah, man.
Absolutely not.
This is one of the most terrifying things I've ever heard. So basically, this boy was, him and his family had a cabin out in like a remote part of the woods. And they would go every year and spend like the holidays there and have these great memories. This guy, this boy, he was close to his dad. Mm-hmm. His dad, you know, tragically passed, I think, from cancer or something. And the mom was like, we going to sell the cabin because it won't be the same without your dad. Mm-hmm. The son was upset, like, how you going to sell the cabin, all the memories we had there? He was upset. He said, all right, well, I'm going to go spend one more weekend there before you sell it. You know, like, because he didn't want her to sell it still. He was trying to kind of devise a plan probably how to get her not to sell it. Mm-hmm. So he goes there to the cabin with his dog, takes his PlayStation, and he's in there. And, you know, it's a regular day. He had fun that first day with his dog. He go to sleep. Wake up the next morning. It's like kind of snowed. It snowed overnight because he kind of like snowed in now. So it was real heavy snow. So he go outside to, you know, look at it, at the snow, and he goes around the back of his house, and he sees footsteps leading from the back of his house into the tree line that's behind his house. And it's human steps, and he's like, this is weird, because no one should be out here.
And now this tree, is they call it the sitting tree.
Yeah.
Because it's like a tree with like one of those branches that you could just kind of like sit on, but it's like 20 feet off the ground. So yeah. That's that.
So he's like, why are there footsteps here? Shouldn't be no one around. He said his neighbors are far from here and they're an old couple. So he said it can't be them because mm-hmm. the neighbor is far away from this house. They're really secluded. So he said, okay, like maybe someone got lost and, you know, whatchamacallit. No. Me being black? No. Who out here? Ain't nobody should be out here. Who is these steps? I'm out.
I'm out.
Because I'm by myself. I ain't got time to deal with that.
Like scraping the snow off? I'm out.
But it was so much snow, he really couldn't leave.
So that's fuck no number
but
one.
But he wasn't trying to leave because, you know. So he go inside the house that night and he's chilling. And then he decides to go to bed. While he's laying in bed, his dog kind of reacts. Like, you know, dogs have different senses than us. He pops up and he's like looking at the bedroom door. So he's confused by it. And then the dog starts, you know, going down to the front door. So he like, what? Is there someone out there? So he looking, he don't see nothing. He opens the door. Second thing I wouldn't have did. Dog goes out there but stops. Mm. And then like kind of gets a little spooked. So then he brings her back in. They go back upstairs. And he says he's laying in bed. And then he hears something on his roof. Like hooves. Like a deer. That's what it sounded like. So he's like, how the heck? This is a two-story house. How the heck is a deer on the roof?
Fuck no, number two.
So he's like, he's confused by this. He's like, how could a deer get on the roof? So he says he has a balcony door. He opens the balcony door with his flashlight and looks up like, and then nothing. So he closes it, goes back in bed. And then he kind of like hears it again. So he's like, what's going on? So he goes back out to the balcony because he was saying he heard steps like on the balcony now. Mm-hmm. Like it sounded like it was
steps, yeah.
Yeah, so he's like, he can't see. It's pitch black. It's in the middle. There's no light pollution. Right, it's pitch black, so you got to get a flashlight. So he builds up the courage. He opens the door and flashes the flashlight down, sees no footsteps. So now he's scanning like the seat outside. He scans.
All right, I'm already at fuck no.
He scans outside, right? Only way he can see is what's in front of the flashlight. Right. So he looks on the roof. Now he's coming around. He's just turning. Now he's scanning the property. He gets to that tree. And when he gets to that tree, he sees a man sitting in the tree with his mouth open looking at him. Like a man-looking creature, like something.
Yeah.
Something weird looking. This ain't fully human. It's like, how did he get that high in the tree?
20 just, feet off the ground.
And he's just looking at him with his mouth wide open. And he says it's taking him a couple seconds to register what he's seeing. Yeah. But he's getting scared now. He's like, what is that? He closes the door, locks it.
But the important part about that, when he finally registered, he drops the flashlight. And so when he picks it back up, the shit gone.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
It's gone.
No. Absolutely not.
No. He closes the door.
God.
Locks the bedroom door. He's in bed. Him and his dog scared. Dog scared too.
Yeah, dog's like, fuck
this. So now he's there. He said he's just sitting in his bed. It's quiet. He said he starts hearing this on his front door. It's a knocking on the door, like taps.
Uh-huh.
Not like banging.
Yeah, just taps.
Taps.
Just
like,
nice lit.
You know,
the way I knock on the door.
Almost. You know when you're trying to like find solid wall if you're about to drill? Tapping like that. So he's like, what is that? Like, it's at his front door and it's just tapping. And then it starts going all the way around the house. He can hear it tapping on the cabin way around.
And what makes it scary is like, it tap, he said, then it stopped. But then it'll be at a new place around the house. So it's almost as if he like just going there real quick and then doing it again. So now in his, you know, his bed, it's a cabin. So his bed is close by the roof, close by the wall. So he just hit.
Yeah. So he's going all around the house downstairs. He hears tapping.
That's scary as fuck.
And then at one point he hears it on the roof. He hears tapping. He's walking and tapping on the roof. And then his bathroom is behind his bed. It's a little window right there. He hears tapping on that window. And then it keeps going around the house. And then his worst fear comes. He hears it on the balcony.
Oh,
right in front of where the balcony
is. It's tapping on the balcony door.
That is funny.
The glass door.
So like right there. Yeah.
So it's tapping. And he said, it's hours until daylight. This is like 1 a.m.
Right.
So it's hours until daylight.
At least, what, 5, I guess?
Maybe.
I don't know what time of year this was.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's just knocking, and he says that goes on all night. He just hears that tapping. And then he said I guess he fell asleep. He said he wakes up in the morning. He said he goes to his balcony. Like, he looks out. He doesn't see nothing. He opens it, looks. He said it was this tracks all around the house. All around the house. And then the tracks lead back into the woods.
By the tree and then.
So then he says he packs up his stuff and gets out of there, tells mom sell the house. Never went back to the house. First, I'm not packing shit.
I ain't packing shit.
I'm leaving everything there. I'm running to that car and getting the F out of there.
I'm not packing.
And maybe when my parents got to come, when my mom, they got to sell the house, hey, grab my stuff.
Yeah.
I'm never coming back there again.
I said the reason why this story.
Go ahead. And I didn't even do it justice how scary.
Oh, yeah. Because they got music.
Because he got the music. He got pictures and different. Man. Watch that video. It's called.
I'll put in the link.
That video is by Mr. Ballin. It's called "Teen Terrorized by Creature in Forest."
The reason why this story is so scary is the psychological warfare behind it. Like, it's the psychological warfare behind it because it's the tapping all night, and you don't know if this tapping is going to lead to a door opening, a window opening, a balcony. Like, you just don't know. You don't know if it's going to bust through. Yeah. You just don't know.
It ain't human.
It ain't human.
So you don't know what type of strength, what it's trying to do. And ain't nobody coming to save you.
Yeah, ain't nobody coming to save you.
It's over. It's you and the dog.
I just said, the reason, that's why, like, I love dogs and animals and shit, but they just be having that extra sense. So when you, like, even back when I had my dog back in my mom's house and stuff, and I'd be there by myself or something, and my dog would, like, perk up. I'm like, what the fuck? What you looking like? What you hear? Like, that shit's scary.
Like, that's scary. Like, first you thinking, is it somebody physical? Like, somebody in the house or someone around the house? And then you start getting spirit. Is it a spirit? And that's even scary, too.
That shit. And when he showed like what it kind of looked like on there, you just like, nah, man. Nah. And I said, we were trying to break it down. What's worse, just not seeing it and just hearing the taps, or seeing it and then hearing the taps? And we both came to the conclusion that it's because he's seen it. And that's why he's seen what was tapping. And it's like, what the fuck is that?
I think they're equally bad. They are not equally... knowing what it is scary, that's scary as hell. As but seeing what it is even scary. Like, what is that?
What the fuck is
what
that?
What is that?
And I don't know if this is the...
Yeah, this repetitive. I don't think this is, but this but, is like giving you an idea.
Like, because if you don't hear it, it's like, all right, if this is a human out here, this person's probably mentally ill, and now I got to deal with this. And that strength is, you know, I don't want to say it, but, you know, retarded strength is different. And it's just like, it's just, you got to ask yourself, do I want to deal with this? But seeing that, you like, what is that?
Go back one, Mike. No, I'm saying go back on the backspace. All right. I'm going to tell this one quickly, too. There was another one I watched first that was very terrifying. But the one I told you, takes the cake.
This one
is called By Mr. Ball and Feral People Hunt Teen Hikers. So it was this little boy. Well, not little boy. High school graduate.
Right.
He saw Into the Wild and was inspired by it. Like, he, too, he loved hiking and all that. So he decided to hike from the bottom of San Diego or some trail that takes you all the way up the Pacific West. Yeah. So it's going to take him weeks. Doing it by himself. Can you guess what he is? All right.
Yeah.
He's walking, and I'm going to fast forward a little bit. He gets to the point after a couple days, he hasn't seen anyone. He's walking in secluded.
Right.
Like, you don't see anyone. This is, you know. So he's walking, and he said he come around this bend, and he sees this big boulder, and he sees two people standing on it and dressed in all white. They look like they've been living in the woods. So, and they're just staring at him. And he got to go that way to get to his path. So he's walking towards him, and he like, all right, not make it awkward. He says, hey, how you doing? He said, they look at him, don't say nothing.
Nope.
Mind you, he's in the middle of a secluded forest by himself.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Sees two random people that you ain't expecting to see that look like they've been living there, all white.
Right.
Keeps walking. He said he can tell they're staring at him, but he didn't want to look back. So he said he just kept walking until it's close to nighttime. He goes off the trail because he didn't want to pitch in front of the trail just in case someone else is walking. He said he goes about 100 feet into the forest, sets up his camp. He puts his food up in the tree so no bears get to it. He goes to sleep. He says while he's sleeping, he wakes up in the middle of the night, and then he heard footsteps outside his tent. and is getting closer to his tent. It's pitch black again. It's no light pollution here. Pitch black. Can't see nothing in front of his face. He's walking, and then it stops right by the head where his head is laying down in front of his tent. And then he started hearing whispering from like, it's like other people.
Yeah. Whispering all around the tent.
All around his tent. He just hears whispering. And he's just scared because he's like, who is this?
Yeah.
Who is this? And then, fuck, I fucked it up.
What?
I skipped it. That was the second encounter.
Oh, I thought that was the first encounter.
My bad. The first encounter, he wakes up in the morning,
yeah,
opens his tent, his food is gone.
Oh, crap. Okay.
So
yeah, that's what it was.
He's looking like, oh, bear got my food. Yeah. So he goes over there. He's looking for bear tracks. He don't see it. He see boot tracks. So he's like.
Like Marvin was there.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's like, oh, those people he's seen.
Yeah.
Probably followed him, stole his food. Yeah. So now he's paranoid. He's looking around, see if they're still here. He don't see no one. So he's like, all right, they must have been hungry because, you know, they've been living out here. He gets back on trail, leaves. You know, he's looking over his shoulder to make sure he's not being followed. He gets to an opening where he's in the clear. Now he's like, I'm good. He hasn't seen him for hours. He hasn't seen him. So he just keeps going. Day or two go by, no incidents. He goes off the trail again, and what I told you happened.
Yeah.
Now he's hearing the whispering. Now we're back. He's hearing the whispering. It's like, what's going on? But he can't see nothing. He's just scared. He's laying there, and it just stops. And he's still up, and he's waiting to hear, like, footsteps retreat.
Yeah.
But he never does. So in the morning, he waits till in the morning. He ain't going out there at night. Wait till the morning, unzips it, peeks out, don't see anyone. He pops out, looks around, trying to make sure he ain't still there. He sees footsteps everywhere, like all around his tent, everywhere. So now he's spooked. He's like, they're following me. He's scared. So now he pack up his stuff real quick, get on the trail. He starts running.
Out of
there. He starts running a little bit. You know, and he keeps running just a little bit just to make some distance. And he said he gets to a town. And he goes to the police and said, this was what happened. They're like, well, we haven't got any other reports about that. So he camps out close to the town as he don't know what's going on. Nothing happens. He says, you know what? I'm almost done. I'm just going to keep going.
Nope.
That's what Big Cam would have stopped.
Yep,
right there.
That's it.
Big Cam actually was there. Big Cam would have stopped at that time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going back out there.
Big Chief would have been done.
He goes back out there. He's walking.
Even I would have been done.
Yeah.
He's walking, right? He gets to another clearing. He's looking. He's like, man, this is beautiful. So he's looking all around. He looks back, miles back. He see two white dots. It's the two people, and they're following him. So at this point, he is petrified.
Anything like how they still know where?
How they still? They're like expert trackers, cause he's going out into the woods. Like these people really live in these woods. They know how to track.
Yeah.
So he says he looks at how far he gotta go. It's like 30 miles or something crazy. So he said he runs. And he said he runs until he can't see anymore, until it's pitch black outside. He just can't go anymore. Mm-hmm. And then he says he just got to camp out one more night until he get there. He goes about 500 feet into the forest now. He said, no way they're going to find me. No way they're going to find me this time. So he's laying there.
Sets up the sticks again.
And he sets up a perimeter of sticks so he can hear if someone walks. And he's like, he can't sleep. Scared.
I would not.
Yeah.
So he's just laying there. And he says eventually, like at 1 or 2 in the morning, he just starts to doze off. Then he hears a stick break.
Mm.
So automatically he's like, how did they find me? He said this time, when the stick broke, his tent lit up like a flashlight is on. So now he's at that fight or flight.
Yeah,
he just busts out and starts screaming, who are you? What do you want? And he said the flashlight turns off, and he sees a dark figure running at him. So he's saying he just takes off running the opposite way, and it's pitch black again. There ain't really no light.
So it's trees.
He says
and
he's
shit.
Running. He trips over this fallen tree, falls into this ditch where another tree fell, and he said he just rolls under this tree and just stays there. And then he says he's just waiting to see where the buddy is. He said he hears the footsteps, and he sees the flashlight going, and it passes him. And you can hear the dude just keep walking. And he says he stays there until morning.
And mind you, they're not saying nothing.
He stays there until morning. And he says he even waits longer. He waits till high noon, till the sun is really up. want to see everything. So he finally gets the courage to pop up. He looks, he don't see nothing. He said he's not getting his stuff. He's leaving his stuff. He said just in case they're waiting for him. He says he runs to the trail, gets on the trail, and runs to the nearest town and calls his parents to come get him.
No. No.
That Woods shit, man.
No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Woods are done. Woods are done around here.
That one's called Feral People Hunt Team Hiker. And once again, I didn't do no justice the way he tells it and sets it up.
Don't ask Dormtainment to go on no cabin trip. I'm not going.
I'll do a cabin trip that's around a lot of other cabins. Yeah, I'm not doing secluded
cabin. Yeah, secluded cabin, no.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Well, since we're talking about Woods and stuff, this fox attack that just happened. Since we talk about shit, I just want to say shout out to our fans, man, because somebody not only they y'all stay sending us stuff to talk about, but now we appreciate it. But the other thing is, I read three comments that said this podcast is a breath of fresh air because of all the like women podcasts and men podcasts and relationship podcasts. It was like y'all just talk about life and that shit is just great. So shout out to y'all, man. So we appreciate it. We try to do what we can.
All right, let's talk about these relationships. Yeah, now
let's talk about y'all women. I mean, but it's cool because we do talk about relationships sometimes, but we don't make it. That's not the whole thing. It's kind of life too funny, man. It's too much funny shit going on.
I think at a relationship podcast, like everything's pretty much been said.
It's the same thing. Especially if you're not saying nothing to help the
I think situation. Every like 3 years, the same shit just gets recycled by new people.
But see, the world, it provides us with new comedy every week.
Like this right here.
Yeah, so this New York woman gets attacked by a fox at her home.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead, because I know what you
going to say. My headline would have been, Miami man living in Cali gets attacked by a fox at his home, and he kills the fox.
Oh, fox would have been done.
Because that first bite, I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to kick it off just after reaction. When it come back, I'm kicking it again. I'm like, all right, get out of here. That third time, now you must die.
Now you must die.
Now you look, you here for it.
Because you tried to save him.
You choosing violence now. You biting me. I'm slamming that fox, that little fox. I'm killing that thing.
Look at my man. He creeped up. First bite. All right, cool. You get a little kick. Now go on. Then you want to keep. See, now you're done.
See, when you hanging on my hand like that, I'm banging. I'm stomping you out.
I'm stomping you out.
He not running back to me now. I'm running up on him while I'm reliving my kickball championship days from elementary.
That shit like Martin, dog.
Like right there, that's where you getting stumped out. Oh, like you getting slammed.
Bitch.
See, look at that soft throw.
And look at this.
That nigga come, you get out of there.
So, because one is small. So you getting concrete. Peter going to have to come get me because you are.
Come get me for what? I'm defending myself. I'm being attacked. I'm not going out attacking
And I ain't gonna lie. Now let's talk about this. You, I'm outside, and you hear me.
I'm recording.
You hear me make a bunch of noise.
I'm recording it.
So your first thought is like, I gotta record this.
Yeah, because you're not in immediate danger. Like you're what not. What if gonna, I? This, you're I not know. Gonna die from this. It's a little fox. If you was out there being attacked by a mountain lion, I'm not recording that. Yeah. I'm trying to jump into action. But a little fox like that, you not dying. So I'm recording it so I can play it for all our fans. It's going to be on TikTok.
I'm like, damn, jump in, get this thing back.
I'm going to be laughing.
I'm like, get him, man.
Until that thing start running at me, and then I'm going to boot it.
If you see two dudes in the street fighting a fox... That shit'll look funny, man. But like those animal encounters are always scary, because especially when they unexpected. Like she just chilling. You feel somebody like the fuck?
And you going to the hospital. I'm like, it's got rabies.
Yeah, I gotta go to the hospital immediately.
Should be that aggressive attacking.
It's like, what's wrong with you, dog? Go on now. Fox and Fox News aggressive. Man. Look at this. Yeah.
Now
ridiculous.
We know what did the fox say?
What did the fox?
He wasn't a sly fox. You need to get that hound.
To get that hound. next wild story that I just seen the headline. I didn't even read into it.
I seen this.
I don't know if it's real, but it's funny even if it ain't. Hooters waitress caught dipping hot wings in her vagina.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Look.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Maybe they ran out of cauliflower.
And she was trying to get you know, get a little yeast down there.
I'm gonna give it to you.
Give it to him. You gotta give it to him.
But God.
She was trying to get it off us and let him know. Like, put some cauliflower on the plate. But here's the thing.
Okay. Cooters.
I always thought Hooters food was trash.
Hooters food was trash.
I always thought they wings was weak.
Yeah.
And now this what they got. This when I saw this, like, this is real. They got to do something to spice up these wings. Yeah. Get the wings trash.
She bit
when
it.
I was eating there.
She bit it. She said, "Nah, I got some cooch that's I got some cooch for
every
this.
Every guy love eating meat. Yo, so
come on, man.
Maybe they'll like this. Let me put it in there. Now, did she put it on there like with the hot sauce on there?
Now that's the wing. That's the wing woman you want to roll with, because she gonna get you right. You know what I'm saying? Like, because my thing is."
Or she gonna get you tight.
Or she can get you tight. Get you right. Get you tight. My thing is though, but you ain't just supposed to be sticking stuff in the vagina like that. So
too sensitive for that.
It's too sensitive for that. So if she's sticking hot wings in there, ain't no telling what type of other stuff she been sticking on there. She a little nasty.
How did they catch her?
That's my thing. Like, was it at the table?
Was someone in, like, spotted her doing this?
Did someone request it?
Because I walk in there. I'm like the cook. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm gonna be really confused.
You're gonna be confused. Like, was it a? All right, hold on. You think it was a drum or a flat?
I'm assuming it's a drum because she's like, you know, like it's a
little,
more,
need
it,
little
resembles the head of a penis.
Yeah, flat too much. You don't
want. I would say a drum.
Yeah, I think she stuck a drum in it.
And I think it's easier to pull out because, you know, it got at the bottom and it's easier to grip on, get in there. Hopefully the chicken wasn't really tender, or she just pulled the bone out. She got that grip. She only pulled the bone out.
She got that gristle, that missile for that gristle. You know,
she turned Hooters into Cooters.
Yeah, Hooters into Cooters, man.
That's the joke I said.
Yeah, the Cooters. Yeah. But I just, when you walk in, you see somebody doing that. I'm gonna let him finish because I'm like, what you doing? I'm not coming over there and stopping you, but I'm like, you, that's nasty. You need to stop. Maybe not in this establishment, at a table, because I'm trying to figure out, did she do it at, like, in the restaurant?
Had to. Where else she gonna do it? She ain't taking the chicken home.
In the bathroom, maybe. You know, somebody walked in there and was like, "Hey, man, what you in here doing, dog? You hot wing in the." Yeah, that shit.
Hooters food was never that good to me. Yeah. I was very disappointed when I first ate there. It was trash.
Here's the thing. I was so excited, too, when I first, my dad used to, like, pass Hooters, and I used to be like, man, I want to go to Hooters. And he'd be like, oh, no, you're not ready for Hooters yet. And I'm like, where's the restaurant? Why I can't go to Hooters yet? And then I got in there, and I was like, oh, okay, all right. It's kind of solid in here. But then I had the food, and I was like, I don't need to go back to Hooters no more.
I had a similar experience. I used to drive by this Hooters all the time with my dad. But I knew where I wanted to go. I could see the waitresses outside. Because it's Florida, so you know they got a lot of outside seating. I seen them Hooters.
I
want to go. Finally, one day, he took me. I get the waitress with no Hooters.
No Hooters.
So I was like, how did she get hired here? Yeah. I thought that was a requirement.
Did she have booters?
No.
Okay.
She didn't have nothing. And then they brought the food. I was like, this food weak.
Yeah.
And then I didn't eat there ever again until we went to college.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Atlanta's Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Hooters has.
Yeah, that Hooters got Hooters and Booters.
Yeah, Hooters and Booters. The waitresses were immaculate.
That's because Hoots and Boots.
The food was trash.
Yeah.
Food. I was like, and that was my last time ever eating at Hooters. And that was about 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago, yeah. That,
maybe longer.
That shit ain't
maybe 13
good.
Years ago.
That shit ain't good.
It ain't good.
Then I went to what's the fucking in Atlanta? Twin Peaks. First time I went to Twin Peaks, I was like, oh, the Twins is in here and the Peaks is in here. And it's basically Hooters, but better. They got better food. I'll give them that. They got better food. But if you see a Twin Peaks around, pop in there, pop your head in there. Just don't put the chicken wing in there, but pop your head in there and see what's going on in there. Solid place. All right, and more restaurant news since we own restaurant stuff. So I just randomly came. I think this article is old, but I randomly came across this because I started talking to somebody and they was like, "What was Grimace from McDonald's?" I was like, "The purple nigga," and they was like, "Yeah." I was like, "What?" I was like,
this is the stuff that needs to be talked about.
This is the stuff that needs to be talked about. Y'all talking about relationships? Nah, what was Grimace?
What is Grimace?
So
then you're just gonna throw anything at me and I just accept it? What is Grimace?
So I started reading and they say Grimace is a taste bud.
What?
And they said people are mad about it.
That's the last thing I would have
That's
thought.
What I said.
He's a taste bud?
They said he's a taste bud. Okay, so Cole, keep going down. They said this news is disturbing and it comes right from the top. The McDonald's Corporation says that Grimace is an enormous taste bud, but a taste bud nonetheless. So, but they couldn't have made it pink, but what taste bud? He looked high. Grimace looked like he on drugs.
Fuck me.
Well, let's talk about it.
I think the taste bud is purple and not pink. Because, you know, when you're a kid, your tongue be all kind of different colors because you eating all kind of different candies and drinking all kind of different juices that change the color of your tongue. So they're like, you know, how many times you seen a kid with a purple tongue from what he was eating and drinking? So let's make the taste bud purple because it's a kid's establishment.
I'm not mad at that.
If it ain't that, I don't know, man.
Yeah, you... Cause
it's all I got.
It's a random taste bud, but that just look fine. You see that?
But like, well, yeah. Why?
But they say, oh, they said because of scroll up a little bit, Mike. Oh, yeah, that. Keep going. They said the purpose of Grimace is to show that food tastes good.
I never got that.
I never
looked at Grimace like, man,
that shit tastes good.
You know what, Grimace? This food tastes good.
I did get that from the commercial, maybe. It was something
that I got it from eating it.
And then from eating it. I mean, that makes sense.
I'm like, ooh, this good. And I get a toy. I'm happy.
Gotta have a toy.
I had no idea Grimace was a taste. I thought he was a purple ghost or something.
I thought it was like a ghost. I thought
it was a goblin.
Fucking a nugget of weed or anything. But just
it says here he started off as the original like Hamburglar, like the person that stole burgers until they created the Hamburglar.
Something with that face don't look like he steal hamburgers. He like he gives you nightmares, but steal hamburger like that shit look fun.
Did you ever play Pokemon?
Yeah.
You remember Muck?
Yeah. It definitely look like Muck. And what the thing is, like, I'm gonna be honest, Grimace and DJ Khaled might be the same person. Because I can
see similar body shape.
I can see similar body shape. But I can see
Bud did.
I can see Grimace saying another one. I can see him saying that. Like, they the same person. And he looked like a happy guy. You know what I'm saying? I get it.
Not his name, Gerald. With a G.
Gerald with a G.
Yeah, that's random.
But yeah, I don't even know why we got on that subject because me and my homegirl, I think she said she went to McDonald's. I was like, you still eating that? And she was like, and she was like, yeah, I found, she ate.
You can't do that though.
A Big Mac or something?
You can't tell her that because you ate Burger King the other day.
Oh, I definitely had Burger King the other day. But she says that she does it on the regular.
Oh.
That's the thing. Right. I had a croissant.
What's the worst fast food place that you love?
All of them.
I know how you feel about Jack in the Butt.
Well, I don't love it.
Yeah, he don't love it though. I don't even know if I love anyone. Yeah, there's just certain ones that you have certain sandwiches or stuff from, like Wendy's chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
I can't eat it no more. But that was the love of my life.
That was
this is a betray to my people, but I still fuck with Taco Bell.
There's places I won't eat. Taco Bell, mm-hmm.
Jack in the Box,
Chipotle. I got food poisoning.
Right.
And is there any?
Remember Soup Plantation? I got
soup plantation.
You remember that?
Nah, we ain't.
Nah, I can't. I ain't eating it. No place. Soup
plantation. Cracker Barrel was hard enough to walk in the day. Now you want me to go to soup plantation?
You heard of soup plantation?
Were they cooking niggas in there?
I have seen it out here.
I think I used to go when I was a kid, and one day I got the worst food poisoning there, so I never went back.
Yeah.
So, oh, and there's another pizza. CC's pizza in Atlanta.
CC's ain't it. CC's is FF's, nigga. That shit is bad.
Now, look. Now, what I'm about to say, a lot of people are going to get on me. How you going to eat there and not eat the other places? Because I'm smart. But Arby's. Y'all, Arby's fries crazy,
Arby's
man.
Fries
curly
crazy.
Fries crazy. And yes, I don't eat the roast beef sandwiches for the people that do your thing. But when I used to eat at Arby's, I used to get the chicken sandwich.
Yep.
And they had all kind of different sauces,
man,
are fire in there, but the fries are fire. People sleeping on Arby's is way better quality than most of these other places y'all eating at.
That's just, yo, what the fuck wrong with y'all that don't like sauces? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and people who don't like their food touching. Let's talk about that. Why you don't like your food touching? Let me
throw another one in there. People that just eat one thing at a time. Yeah. Like, you got rice, chicken, and vegetables. You're going to eat all the rice, then all the vegetables, then all the chicken.
Yeah,
come on, man. That takes the fun out of eating.
You're going to mix that shit. Hey, this weekend we made grits, eggs, some toast, and some sauces. What we do? What we do? Cam, tell them what we did. What we did with the bread?
Oh, I was about to say, I ate it. But, look, all right, y'all. Let me break this down.
Yeah, talk to them, man. They don't know.
I'm a Southern boy.
Come on, man.
I gave up a lot in my diet.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
But I ain't never giving up grits.
Southside.
I'm disciplined enough not to buy it here. Because I'm like, when I eat grits, I want it unhealthy.
Disgusting.
Don't come to me with no healthy grits. I'm talking about butter, cheese, heavy whipping cream. Put it in there. Pepper, salt, all that. I want unhealthy.
We like our grits gritty.
I'm talking about artery clogging grits.
Artery clogged grits.
And
grits.
Don't ever bring no sugar around my grits.
We like our grits toxic with future grits, yeah, nigga.
Toxic grits. So then future I'm making grits. The grits because I make the best damn grits. I'm making them.
You make good grits.
And then got the vegan sausage. He on the eggs. Come on. And then I got some, what type of bread was that?
We had the brioche?
Brioche Hawaiian.
Come on,
brioche,
man.
Brioche bread, butter that thing up, toasted it.
Because you ain't putting the butter on it, what you doing?
And then I put the grits on the plate. I chopped up the sausage, put the sausage
come
in
on,
the
man.
Grits. Then I take the eggs, put boom. The eggs in the grits.
Right on top
and
of
what I do.
Mix that shit
I
up.
I whip it. I mix it all
come
up.
Come on, man.
It's all going like the same place.
It's all going, yeah.
And I'm a real nigga, oh, yeah. So I mix it up because I know how to eat food.
And it right sound here. Good because, you know, it sound like that wet that stuff. Wet, you know wet. What I'm saying?
Sound like what she was putting in her in Huda.
Yeah, that hot wing.
Yeah, so we're mixing it all up.
Come
so
on.
It's all nice and mixed. I take that bread.
Come on.
I split it in
woo!
Half. And I purposely, this time, I didn't get regular bread. I got hamburger butter.
Oh yeah, you wanted to.
So it kind of like it curl in when it toasts up,
sitting there,
buttery and smelling
like
good.
A little lip.
Turn it, I rip it in half, and you know what I do? I take the grits,
come on,
put everything mixed on it, and put it on that bread.
Scooping on that
and
shit.
I bite into it.
Come on,
and enjoy it. And if y'all ain't never do that, and y'all will thank me.
Yeah,
it'll change your life. I've been doing it since I was 4.
Y'all out here want to
do it until I'm off this earth.
You want to eat stuff separately? You want to segregate
what's
your
fun
food?
In that?
The fuck, that's racist. You want to segregate your food? You got to bring that shit together, man. United Nations of grits and eggs and sausage and bread, and you put that
tell
shit on.
Tell them what grits stand for.
Come on, man. Girls raised in the South. Don't you ever forget it, man.
Come on, man.
Y'all stop, man.
People don't know how to eat no more. Y'all don't know how to eat.
Y'all
no
don't
more.
Know how to eat no more, man. Well, y'all know
social
how to
media
eat.
Mess y'all up.
The people talking about their Thanksgiving food. Yeah, I need my stuff separate. I put on this plate. Y'all stop all
I
that bullshit.
I can't have the juices running
that
over.
Bullshit.
Stop that.
I'm saying it's a public service announcement. Mix your fucking food up,
all
man.
All that crying, man.
All that crying, that
you
baby shit.
And all that picky eating stuff.
You
grow up.
Grow up. Taste some other food.
Tell your taste buds to grow up.
How grow
you,
up.
How you going to Africa and eating at McDonald's?
Come on, small ass taste buds. Going to other countries. Oh, I want to order something I can eat, but I don't want to hear that shit.
I'm
order
scared.
Something different.
I'm scared to try something. Well, just
grow up. We sick of it.
Make me mad at him, man. Grow up. Tell your grimaces to grow up.
Tell your grimaces to grow
up. Tell your taste buds to grow
you
up.
You childish. You heard it. I'm looking at you right now. If you watching this, you offended. I'm talking to you. You
tell
childish.
You right now, if you a picky eater and you eating at chains when you go out the
come
country
on, man.
Out into another state eating the same things you eat at home, I don't respect you.
Get it together. Let the juices run on the stuff.
I don't respect you.
Cause you like you don't want no sauce. You want oh I don't like sauce. What you mean? All the sauces out here, all the aiolis and shit. Come on, man.
You ever had a Chipotle aioli?
Talk to them, Cam.
Chipotle aioli.
Come on, man. Lime sauce, all type of shit.
And another thing.
Come talk to him, man. Talk to him.
All these black people out here, mayonnaise.
No, mayonnaise nasty.
It's an essential of a sandwich.
Come on, man.
You ain't your taste buds. That shit fire.
Come on. What, you want to go to a strip club and have clothes on? No. I don't know what they got to do with the shit. This is like the sandwich. You don't want the sandwich naked? Put it on there. Well, you do want it naked, but still.
That dry sandwich, man.
Shit. That dry sandwich.
I don't like mayonnaise. Get out of here.
And then the people who don't want to squeeze like the lime on the. Come on, man. They give you the lime in the pack for a reason. Don't let the lime just sit there. Squeeze it on the shit. Come on, man. Y'all know how to eat, man. And we sick of it. People are talking us wrong.
You gonna complain about your food touching, but you don't complain about watching that being on Shade Room.
Come on, man.
Intoxicating your mind and stuff.
Your food touching, but your tongue touching butt. You ain't mad. You ain't mad at that.
My brother said it a long time ago. He said, you got $1 million mind, brother. Come on. But you ain't using it.
Mm-hmm. Don't blame it on the heat.
Wisest words I ever heard.
Don't blame it on the heat.
Wisest words I ever heard. Get your food up.
Speaking of food and crazy diets, have you seen this video before?
Yeah, we talked about that mac and cheese. Yeah. I can't, like, y'all just, well, sorry, man. Y'all made us upset, man. We just had to get that off. Dude. Y'all,
grow up.
Y'all got to stop.
Grow up, mature. At some point, you got
to
mature.
And if you offended, we talking to you.
And if you think soul food the best food,
stop.
Boy.
Stop.
Boy.
Stop.
I used to be like you.
Yep, I used to be.
When I was 5.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? And stop eating. Stop buying them canned raviolis. Stop. Eat right. Eat different.
If
grow
you
up.
Think soul food the best food, you got to experiment with different
experiment.
Food. Eat some Thai food.
They trying to kill you out there.
Eat some Haitian food.
Come on.
Eat some Jamaican food. Eat Ethiopian. Some Haitian food. Eat some Ethiopian
Come
food.
On.
Eat some Indian food.
All
eat
that
some
flavor.
Cuban food. Eat some Mexican food.
All these spices out here.
Eat some Italian food outside of pizza.
Spice up your life.
Eat some Japanese food.
Spice it up. I don't know how this clip is. I don't know how this clip is gonna be cut up, but it's gonna be funny because there's gonna be a lot of rants.
There's so much better food out there than soul food.
And drink your water afterwards.
Pissing me off.
Y'all gotta grow up, man.
And there ain't no better macaroni than Bahamian macaroni.
That macaroni slap. That macaroni slap. I done had it. It's slap.
What y'all say?
Caribbean food slap.
Y'all talking about soul food.
It's my favorite. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. You ain't just ain't had nothing different.
Grow up.
You know what kind of food strippers eat? Pole food.
It's time to move on. Yeah, all right. So on. That all you right. you ruined a good moment, Mike. so that was good. I gave that. So we got the 50 worst rappers list of all time. Now, this isn't from us. So this isn't from us. I just seen it and I was like, we got to talk about it. And we got to talk about people on this list. And we can just run down a couple of them to see what we think. I don't know if it's in order, though. Did it say that there's an order on there? I feel like it didn't say order.
It got 1 to 50.
No, I'm going to say, I didn't know if they just named 50 and just threw them on there, or if they putting them like, this
I'm
is number
if
1.
You going to put the Audaz put 50, you going to put them in the order you think.
I ain't going to lie. I just seen Tony Ayo on there. And that's that just made me laugh.
Now, there's some people that don't need
It's some people that don't
here.
Need to be on here.
Which, like, I question who made this list.
I don't think they're in order.
I feel like whoever made this list is from up north.
You think so? Because oh,
a lot of southern rappers on here. You know, some New Yorkers don't respect southern rap.
Yeah, yeah. So we can go down it and just say, we'll just say the name and say if we think real quick if they are very bad. Okay. Silk the Shocker.
Now look.
Never heard a song in my life.
Okay. Look, yes, you look, have. Look, it ain't my fault.
It ain't your fault. But it is his fault.
Gotcha.
He is a bad rapper.
He's a bad rapper.
But he got some songs that, like, all right. Like,
it ain't my fault.
Go off.
He not rapping good on it.
But it's worse rappers on here than him.
But we just say, okay, so we have to put him in the category, so I guess he goes over there as
a bad
rapper.
He definitely on there.
Okay, so he's
on
there.
I'm not mad at that.
Lil Yachty.
When One Night came out, smash. Everything else, garbage.
So you give him, you put him like, halfway over to his.
No,
his foot
I say
over
he has one good song and he
okay,
deserves.
Okay, so he's over there. Okay,
he got some stuff.
He got some
I
stuff.
Do think he's a trash rapper.
Okay, so he's over there, Master P.
Look, I love Master P.
I do
huge
too.
No Limit fan, but if I'm being honest,
Yeah.
He wasn't the strongest rapper. But he got some hits.
You know what? I think worse is a strong word. If it was just like bad.
But look, I can't argue with someone saying he, you know, I can't argue against it.
No, I'm saying worst. I'm saying this whole category. It's saying worst just sounds bad.
Yeah, I mean,
but, it sound, but it is what it is. OJ the Juice.
Look,
I mean,
I'm a Southern boy. He has some things,
but yeah, he but over
I,
there.
I can see
he has good songs. Bad rapper.
Lil Flip, come on, game over. Flip.
I don't think he is. I don't think he deserved to be on this.
I don't think he's terrible.
He don't deserve to be on this list. I'm not the biggest fan of Lil Flip, but he don't deserve to be on this list.
Lil Pump, throw him over.
Yes.
Smoke Perp.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't
listen to enough Smoke Perp.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about Smoke
Perp. I do, and yeah, no.
So you got to tell me.
Okay.
6ix9ine, garbage.
Here's the thing about 6ix9ine, though.
What?
I was never a 6ix9ine.
I was never a 6ix9ine fan. He loud, but I think maybe he be rapping.
I don't know about that. I can't say yeah.
I can't say yeah, nigga. So I got to throw him over there because I ain't.
What I heard, I didn't like.
I will admit, I do like one song.
Like one song.
But like. It's not him. Like, I don't like him.
Gotcha.
Like rapping on. I don't know.
I want Sean Diddy Combs immediately taken off.
Yeah, they got to take. They got to take
because that. No Way Out. Too. No Way Out album was one of the hardest.
Yeah, they got to take Diddy.
And he got bars that you remember.
Yeah, he got.
He may not rhythm, but he got bars.
Like him and Mace together and shit. You got to. Yeah, you got to take Diddy.
Stop that.
Gutter. I mean.
I don't even listen to
Yeah, I don't listen to Gutter, but yeah, I'm sorry, brother. You got to go on.
Walker Flock of Flame, just because he did Oh Let's Do It, take him off.
Yeah, take him off. You got to take Walker off.
That song is.
And, like, he had a decent album, and he got some songs. Like, you got to take Walker off. I think.
Coil Ray?
You got to take her off.
I don't think she deserved to be on here.
I don't think she deserved to be on here. She's just getting started. You got to give her a break. She just started.
She's like she two, three albums in.
It's worse rappers.
It's definitely worse rappers.
All right.
You might not like the songs though, which I mean.
Now Brian Birdman Williams, yeah, he a bad rapper.
But it's funny because he still better than a few of these on a lot of these on here. Vanilla Ice. I mean,
objectively, man. He's actually a good rapper.
Just Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. Yeah.
I was a big Vanilla Ice fan. Yeah. Like I begged my aunt to buy me that CD that had Vanilla Ice Baby, and then it was in the Ninja Turtles when he flipped it. Go Ninja, all that.
That shit hard.
I loved them. So,
do you think he slipped up singing Go Ninja just once?
Go Ninja. He might have. I don't know where I could put Vanilla Ice, but throw him over there.
I don't even know who this person
Kid
is.
Kid Boo.
Yeah, never he's garbage.
Yeah, though.
Never heard of his next
Yeet?
Person.
Yeet? You never heard of Yeet?
No.
I've heard the noise.
Oh, no. Yeet. Okay. Yeet is, I would say, just think Playboi Carti, but like
bad.
Worse, I guess.
Okay, so he got to go over there. Yeah. I mean,
I actually enjoy listening to Yeet, but he is bad.
Benzino? I don't know. I don't listen to Benzino.
Never heard a song.
I mean, I heard songs from.
He got to go over there.
There you go.
Okay, all right. Busy. Plies? Nah, I can't put Plies.
Plies
over.
Ain't the worst.
Yeah, he ain't the worst. I got
Blueface? Y'all know how I feel about Blueface. Yeah. I think he a trash.
Yeah,
he's
trash rapper.
But he got his verse on DDG.
On Moonwalk.
Moonwalk Alabama.
That shit hard.
He was rap. That's the first time I was like, all right, Blueface.
Because he found his pocket.
Yeah.
I like the first song that he ever, not Tatiana, the other one.
Fucking
the Crip song. Because he was so offbeat, but it hit. No, I loved it. I can't.
Yeah, so we got to throw him over there, too.
Cardi B, take her off.
That's crazy.
She rap better.
She be rapping.
Probably
she's probably the best rapper here.
Yeah, she might
be the best rapper here.
Slow that down.
I ain't seen, we
got people that's
okay. I got one more.
Lil B, I was never.
No. I wasn't on the Lil B wave.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a good rapper.
He's not a good rapper, but you got to respect his hustle. He's got like 600 albums. Like,
yeah, I mean, I expect
that's
the hustle.
Crazy.
Gunna, I got to take my boy off.
I got to come off.
I got to take Mr. Kitchens off of there. He be
Sergio Kitchens can't be on.
Yeah. Chief Keef, I don't know.
Chief Keef got some stuff.
Yeah, so
man.
He might have to take Chief Keef off because I think he got some stuff.
Soulja Boy, now look.
No, you got to take Soulja off.
Soulja Boy is amazing. A bad rapper, but he got too many good songs
for him
to be on here.
Yeah, I got to take Soulja Boy.
Manny Fresh.
He's a producer.
He in the same boat as
Birdman.
He shouldn't even been on here, to be honest. Yeah. He shouldn't have been on here.
Nick Cannon, I agree.
Yeah.
Chingy. I wasn't a Chingy fan.
I wasn't a Chingy fan, but I don't think he was a bad rapper.
Yeah, I don't think
he was a bad rapper. So I let him hang on to it.
I still fuck with Hotel. No, is it Holiday Inn?
Holiday Inn was hard.
But
you know why that was hard, because Snoop and Luda. Luda's
verse was amazing.
St. Lunatics, I don't know. They was on some songs. The Air Force Ones was hard, and they had some other joints with Nelly. They put him over there.
Yeah.
Murphy Lee wasn't bad. Lee wasn't even bad either.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
You might have to take him. Bow Wow, you got to take off.
You got to take off.
Bow Wow technically is a better rapper than
majority of this list is that y'all put on the left side.
Yeah.
Because he can actually rap. He may not like it, but he can rap.
C Murder. I think C Murder could rap, but
I mean, he was in jail. For my niggas.
Yeah, but he was in jail. I'd take C Murder over there.
G-Herbo, I'm not a G-Herbo fan. I'm not a G-Herbo fan. Man, I don't get what y'all see. I don't know. So I don't listen. I try listening everything I listen to I didn't like. So, but I don't think he bad.
I don't think
rapper,
he bad.
But it ain't for me.
Riff Raff.
I like Riff Raff.
Here's the thing about I do like Riff Raff.
I like Riff Raff.
I'm not going to lie. Shit, boy. I'm not going to lie. I might take Riff Raff off. He got a couple of lines.
He can be on here.
You know that song?
He can be on here?
Nah, yeah, you know that song with him and Mac Miller? Pink Dolphin?
I think I probably heard
it. That shit is so... He samples a dolphin. It's hard. No.
All right, but we'll put him on there.
French Montana, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Damn, yeah. French. Damn, French. French. No he trash?
He ain't no good rapper, man. Yeah.
Y'all, so y'all ain't
Have you seen that... Heard that new song he in? Like that Posse Cut?
No.
I'll play it for you guys after. He's the worst one. He's worse than Birdman.
Just like 50 Cent say, you ain't never hear French Montana and say, ooh, bars.
Yeah. I was going to try to fight for French, but...
Ying Yang Twins... I'm a Southern boy, and I love that they had ass twerking.
But they just
they
not
get
good.
The ass twerking in the party.
But they
so
not good.
Like,
I will say it is. They got one of the most iconic songs.
Whisper.
That is a iconic song.
Here, I'm gonna give you a real quick hype battle.
Yeah.
That song.
Whisper
or Still Tippin'.
Still tipping.
I'm going with. But Whisper is just so unique. That's one of the most unique sound. It's all like they whisper. Yeah.
And since you said Still Tipping, just because of his verse on Still Tipping, you gotta take Mike Jones off here.
No, well, hold on.
Just because that verse, that shit's so iconic.
Oh shit! Iconic verse. My bad. I said Still Tipping. What's the song with the bed?
You talking about? You talking about Trillville?
Trillville?
Yeah. Fuck, that's what I meant to say.
That shit. That beat
that
too
shit
crazy.
Hard too.
Yeah. That or Whisper crazy. Song.
I'll play that. I'll play that more.
I think I'll play that hook more. On yeah, there, yeah, that hook on there. What it is, ho? What's up? Can a nigga get in them good? Yeah, that's a great
that
song.
That shit hard.
Now, I see what you're saying about Mike Jones' verse. But we got
some think. Cut. That's
I'm gonna be
called.
Honest with you. I don't remember nothing outside.
I don't
verse,
either.
So I'm just going off that verse. And if I gotta judge him off that verse, he's not doing it.
If I gotta judge him off that verse, Mike
still
Jones.
Tipping.
Still tipping. His back verse. Then.
Back then, they didn't want
he's on the I'm in love with a stripper.
Oh.
Oh, I like this brother. Yeah.
I give it to him. I'll give it to him. I'll take him off.
Uzi Vert. Now, look, I'm not a Uzi fan.
I'll take him off.
Yeah, I'll take him off.
But I've heard him rap, and so I'm like, all right, he rapping.
He's real.
I'll take him
He's
off.
A good rapper, but he's doing a stylistic choice.
Flo Rida Pitbull.
Old Pitbull before Pitbull, he became rapping. Pop, when he was still hood, you know, on Lil Jon label.
Cool.
He was
that interlude
then.
On Lil Jon's album, he was rapping.
He was rapping.
So I'm going to have to take him off.
This new Pitbull.
Yeah, hey. new Pit, I don't know.
Hey, he went for the money. I can't blame him.
Yeah, Flo Rida, I never really... I might have to leave Flo Rida on there.
Young Thug.
No, you got to take Young Thug off.
Too innovative to be on this list.
Petey Pablo.
You got to take Petey Pablo off.
I don't know about that.
Hold on now. You gave me Freaky Leak.
Yeah. And he gave us
bad rappers can give
up.
You hits.
They can. Yeah, he not that good.
Gucci man.
No, you gotta take Gucci.
Nah, too influential.
Yeah, too. Like,
what's that? A track star? That's all like Starter Hat and Starter Cool.
Oh yeah, that's your
listen to that verse. That's telling me a bad rapper.
Man, I remember calling
play
Gookie
track
man.
Star.
Gookie so, man.
Back in like when I was
calling Gookie man.
When I was like in seventh grade, listening to Icy. Yeah,
Gookie designer. I would say yeah.
I would say yeah.
Tony Yayo.
I'm gonna say.
I don't know, man. Cause that
he
Back
created,
for Mercy album.
He created the John Cena
rapper.
Thing.
Yeah.
Cause well, obviously.
Who is Tom McDonald?
Tom McDonald is a white rapper.
I ain't gonna lie, that's
garbage.
That is funny. Tom McDonald.
I gotta show you Tom McDonald after
don't
this.
Don't disrespect Super.
Yeah, you gotta take Future Super off Future off of there.
Future be rapping. When Future is in his pocket, it's crazy.
Yeah, when he's in his pocket, it's crazy.
Iggy, yes. Nelly.
Hold on.
Look.
I'm not fighting for Iggy.
I'm not fighting for Iggy.
I'm just saying.
She's that freestyle
like this says worst rappers, though. It's some bad rappers on here. Is she the worst? Like, if you just got to... You got to look at it. Just take yourself out of it and just listen. We'll leave her on there. Nelly.
Take them off.
Low-key Nelly don't be spitting, really.
No.
He don't be spitting, but he not the worst.
He got the melody.
He got the melody.
He ain't the worst rapper. It's way worse than him.
But see, low-key, him and Iggy might be in the same category.
Yeah, Iggy ain't do nearly as much as Nelly did.
You see, you talking about doing. I'm talking about rapping.
I mean, you know Nelly verses.
I do know Nelly verses. Yeah. I'm a sucker for cornrows and manicure toes. Hey.
It's funny he says manicure toes, but it's pedicure.
Yeah.
She gave me head up in the bathtub.
RZA. Yeah.
I never liked RZA rapper.
But
I don't think he's a bad rapper.
He's not a bad. I don't think he's a bad rapper.
I don't know, man. But RZA. I did not like RZA when he came on Wu-Tang. Like Wu-Tang, I'll be in there. RZA, come on.
I'm like, come on, Riz.
Stick to the. He's the worst one in Wu-Tang.
Now you want him to make a movie and write?
Oh, I'd love to see it.
Make beats, yes. But rapping, I'm not coming there for that.
Playboy, you can leave him on there.
I'll leave. No, what?
I leave Playboy. I'm not.
It's all what? It's more style than rapping.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
Eazy-E was a terrible rapper.
Well, he wasn't even a rapper. Yeah, he was. He can be on there.
NBA Youngboy. I don't know if he's terrible.
I can't because look, I'm not an NBA Youngboy fan. I haven't really dove into his music, but the songs I did hear, like some of his hits.
It's not bad.
He rapping on there, so I would take him off.
So this list was just interesting. They fucked up for a lot of these people.
Who are some that you might add real quick?
Add?
Like, yeah.
Well, I'm not sure.
Matt Rome.
Yeah, probably Cam.
You talking about Cameron?
No, Cameron. No, I don't know how.
Let me see. There's some bad rappers out there.
It's probably some new ones that I don't listen to.
There's plenty of new rappers every day that are like
trash,
but let me see. I'm trying to think off. Was MC Hammer a bad rapper?
Yeah.
Oh, Lil Xan, terrible rapper. Yeah. Remember Bad Baby?
Yeah.
One that that girl.
Oh, Bad Barbie or
Bad Barbie? Yeah. Bad Barbie. What did I say?
You said a Bad Baby.
Bad Baby.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, all those white kids that from YouTube, Logan Paul.
Here's the funny thing: Logan was kind of rapping on his song, but he's not a good rapper.
Yeah.
Oh man. And then what's this story you got?
Some people may have beef with this and beef with this clip too. So this dude went to this PETA or some vegan like protest, and he was eating a kebab in their face, and this what happened. So the first lady, you know, tells him about herself, but it's the second girl that I want y'all to watch for, because she didn't know what to say.
She got stuck.
You'll see.
Damn.
So this is the first lady. She got her point.
You're disgusting. What do you think you are? You're just a coward. You're a fucking coward. You're a spy. You're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing yourself. What am I going to do? Nothing. You're going to die on your own without fucking pussy. Paul, it feels fucking good. You and your small dick and your pussy way of killing animals. And it feels good.
I took my headphones off for the record. I don't want to hear this.
Them words is not affecting him at all.
She didn't know what to say. With your small dick
and your pussy way of eating.
As soon as Buddy started talking, she got out of there. She said, thank God someone saved me. She didn't know what to say. But he is an asshole for just going in their face eating a kebab.
Like certain things you just like, what you doing?
There's no reason for that.
There's literally
no reason for that. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that. What you?
Sometimes disrespect is funny.
No, I mean sometimes it is funny.
This came out funny, but what's the reason for this? Like, I'm not going out there and antagonizing. They ain't like coming to my kitchen while I'm eating meat.
Because if I go out there and get hurt, I can't blame nobody.
Yeah. So I ain't going to them if they out there do your thing.
Yeah.
You know. Unless, like, say I can understand him if they outside his restaurant.
Oh, well, that's
and now he coming out and then saying, okay, that's different. That's but different. If you just went looking for them.
Yeah, if you're just coming out slinging your meat, like you gotta relax.
Yeah,
you get in trouble for a whole other reason.
Yeah.
It's now illegal for anyone under the age of 21 years old to purchase canned whipped cream in New York.
It's because of the whippet. You know, the whippets they suck in. We know someone who said they did that. I'm like,
here's my thing.
People just do anything.
What's going on where is this like, you just want to do stuff.
Yeah.
You just want to like, I just want things in me. I want to try things. My version of that is, I want to go to a new restaurant. I want to go to a new country.
Y'all want to try all these drugs, but I want to try a different genre of food.
And putting them and mixing them together.
Yeah, come on now. Grow up. But I remember them kids back in the day, they was dipping tampons in alcohol and putting it up their butts to get drunk faster.
That's a lie.
I'm like, I'm like, dude, just drink it.
Just drink it.
You know, there's people that hold their breath to get a high. They like hold their breath in and just kill brain cells and then get a quick high.
That is the
damage. That's
like my thing is, why am I doing the extra? I'm dipping it in. Just drink it.
Yeah, I'm it's dipping it in, put it in my butt. That's a lot of work.
Don't that shit burn? Wouldn't that burn? Like, I'm assuming you put vodka
in your
dip
butt.
On your butt. It's going to burn. Like, I would think it would, right? Or am I tripping? I could be tripping. But I would think vodka would burn your butthole.
That shit just sound funny. I'm out here burning my butthole for what? Get drunk?
Because it burns drinking it. So I'm still sticking it in my butt. It's going to be on fire. I'm going to have some Becca shits.
Whole new meaning to drunk asshole.
Oh, man. Like,
not Grey Goose, Grey Poops. You're
going to have some poot.
Grey Poops.
Grey Poops. Crown Boil.
Oh man.
You know, that's
funny.
That's really funny, man.
Budweiser.
That's funny. Budweiser. Budweiser.
That's funny.
But don't think y'all off the hook. Try some different foods and grow up with your taste buds.
Y'all start with that silly shit.
Try it before you say you don't like it. Anything I don't like, I tried it. And I tried it more than once.
Because you're an adult and you make adult decisions.
I'm adult. Cause I'm an adult.
That really be pissing me off. I'm sorry. It really be pissing me off. Like, nah, I never tried. I just don't like it. Have you tried it? Nah, I just don't like it. What the fuck you mean?
How you know you don't like it if you ain't try it?
You sound like the people that will blame somebody for doing something. They be like, well, did you watch it or listen to their opinion? No, I just you don't know nothing then.
You do know your taste buds grow up, right?
Grimace.
Things I didn't like when I was a kid, I love now because my taste buds matured. It grew up. Your taste buds grow up. So if you didn't like something from your childhood, try it now.
Your taste buds grow up, and guess what? You do too. So do
it. You didn't like bananas, right?
I didn't like bananas when I was younger. Guess what? I like fucking bananas and banana pudding.
Try it again.
If I just said, no, I'm never trying that again because then I'd be out here looking stupid. I could not get my potassium.
Look, I don't like tea. Never liked tea. Tried them all. Every tea someone tried to bring to me, and they said, this is going to be the one. And it never was.
But guess what? He tried it.
For 30-some years, finally found a tea I like.
And guess what? He tried it.
Because I kept trying it.
He wasn't closed off. That's what's wrong with the word. Y'all closed off.
You ever heard the term, closed mouths don't get fed? I don't know what that got to do with anything, yeah, but it sounded like it had something to do with it.
Something like that.
God damn it.
And keep that alcohol out your butt.
All right, end this shit, man.
All right, we out of here, man.
I want to go eat.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Comedy Trap House. We are glad to be with you. And
come say what's up to me in New Orleans.
Come say what's up to Mike Mendez in New Orleans. We'll probably have a guest on maybe next week or the week after.
Talk about soul food. Soul food, the best food, man.
But
you're soulless.
Remember, follow CTH Podcast on IG and Twitter, and Comedy Trap House on Facebook, and CTH Podcast Cash App if you want to donate to this fund and this podcast. Y'all be safe, try some different foods, and we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Talking about mayonnaise.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.